Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Hello, Congressman Pitts. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to you as well. This week, Americans are stopping what they're doing to celebrate our freedom. 239 years ago, the United States declared its independence from the British Empire. Marking this day reminds us of the founders' vision of ordered liberty and of our profound responsibility to, in Ben Franklin's words, keep the republic.
Congressman, what did you think about the Supreme Court's ruling in Obergefell versus Hodges?
Well, marriage was between a man and a woman 239 years ago at the time of our founding, and in 1868, when the 14th Amendment became law, it is utterly absurd to claim that either the framers of our Constitution or the framers of the 14th Amendment intended to redefine marriage. It's even more absurd to claim that those same framers were bigots because they believed what was, until a dozen years ago, a universal consensus about marriage. All societies, even those which were exceedingly tolerant, like ancient Greece and Rome, maintained that marriage was between a man and a woman. Even the petitioners in the case admitted that they could not think of a single example of gay marriage before the year 2000. This ruling, which codifies in federal law that the universal consensus is merely the result of animus, will lead to grave infringements of religious liberty across the country. By fabricating a constitutional right to gay marriage, the court has effectively shut down the policy debate about what is best for families and labeled half of the country as bigoted. Somehow, for 136 years, every state has been violating the true meaning of the 14th Amendment. And of all the great judges we've had over that time, not a single one realized this fact. It reminds me very much of the Roe v. Wade decision, in which the court read between the lines of the Constitution to strike down 48 state laws outlining abortion. Somehow, the court argued, 48 states had missed the real meaning of the Constitution for almost two centuries. Not only are the five majority justices wrong on the merits of the case, but they overstepped their constitutional bounds, usurping legislative authority from state legislators, and what is worse, the people they represent.
Congressman, what do you think about the crisis in Greece?
Well, it's chilling to watch. Greece missed a payment on its massive debt this week, and in order to prevent a run on their banks, they've closed all of their banks until Monday, and are only allowing very small withdrawals to be made from ATM machines. People can't make large transactions, and panic is setting in. What's particularly disappointing about the crisis is how predictable it was. The Greek debt crisis really began 6 years ago. Greece has amassed $271 billion in national debt. Bailout after bailout has proven to be just another Band-Aid. The real cure is responsible government. This past January, the Greeks elected a radical far-left wing government in order to resist the demands of their creditors. Well, unfortunately, that doesn't make the debt go away. There's an old saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that's certainly true in this case. If they had taken small measures years ago, they might have avoided the drastic measures which are required now. It's instructive for us and for all countries that future generations will pay the cost of our borrowing today. Right now, our national debt is over $18 trillion, which is 66 times the size of the Greek debt. There's no country on planet Earth that could bail us out. As President Obama's Treasury Secretary Jack Lew put it, we must make manageable changes now so we do not have to make drastic changes later.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, I do. Today, I want to recognize an outstanding young woman from Lititz, Shahini Banerjee. Shahini is just 15 years old. She attends Warwick High School, but she is already conducting scientific experiments to try to help people with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. This cruel disease causes atrophy of the nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord, And Serhany's work was inspired by a family friend who suffers from ALS. The 21st Century Cures Act, of which I'm a co-sponsor, and the House is expected to vote on this month, contains a key provision that will help young scientists like Serhany pay for their education in exchange for doing research for the National Institutes of Health. Serhany received recently an award for her research on ALS, oxidative stress, and antioxidants. I hope that this award will encourage her to continue her work and to use her prodigious talents in the sciences to serve others. We're all proud of your compassionate heart and the work that you've already done, and we look forward to even greater work that you will do in the future. So congratulations, Serhany.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.